it's basically a service that's available to any law enforcement agency here in Ohio, where if they request our assistance, basically we can come in, assist with the investigation, and try and find out the source of that alcohol. If it's tied into, say, a bar or a carryout, and find out if there's any criminal or civil action that's taken place and needs to go before the appropriate board or court.
What's the criteria for going out and looking, trying to trace this back? Does it have to be a particular level of severity?
No, there's no particular level. Our assistance is called in for anything from crashes that involve alcohol all the way to incidents in permit premises where individuals are assaulted or some other crime takes place in a permit premises. So they can literally call in assistance from the Ohio Investigative Unit for any situation where they think a permit holder may be liable for some criminal or administrative act.
Can you get called in when a bunch of teenagers are hosting an underage party on the weekend at their parents' home?
Certainly. That may not fall into necessarily a traceback investigation per se, but we get complaints of that all the time, that there are high school graduation parties or prom parties. We'll get situations where parents are hosting a party for a number of underage individuals. So we'll be involved in any of those types of investigations. It's just a matter of receiving complaints either from other law enforcement agencies or from the general public.
So what happens when you trace you kind of walk this back and you find out where the source of the alcohol was, who might have been doing what prior to an incident? What happens at that point?
Basically, there are two avenues. We can either, depending on the situation and the evidence that we collect, there are criminal charges that we can file for serving an intoxicated person or serving alcohol to persons under 21 years of age. And there are also basically administrative charges that we can file against the liquor permit itself. And the criminal charges obviously go to the local county courts and or municipal courts, and then the administrative citations go before the Ohio Liquor Control Commission.
Why is this important to trace back to figure out where the alcohol is coming from?
Well, a lot of it centers around basically individuals running a responsible business. It's an effort to hold the permit holders and the bar owners and the individuals that run these liquor permit establishments, making sure they're following the law. At the same time, we want to try and, as much as we can, provide some sort of deterrent to try and prevent individuals, especially after they've been consuming alcohol, from operating a motor vehicle. So it's a way to try and make sure the permit holders stay in line, as well as kind of give them incentive to keep track of individuals. And, hey, if somebody's had too much to drink, is to make every effort to keep them out of a vehicle. There are so many crashes, especially some of the wrong-way crashes recently in Dayton and Toledo, or alcohol-involved crashes. It's doing whatever we can to keep impaired drivers off the road, basically to prevent injury and death to other innocent citizens here in Ohio.